بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we started a chapter on dreams and those matters that are related to dreams. So today's hadith, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا اقترب الزمان لم تكد رؤيا المؤمن تكذب رؤيا المؤمن جزء من 46 جزءا من النبوة. وفي رواية أصدقكم رؤيا أصدقكم حديثا. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that when the time of Qiyamah draws near, the dream of a believer will rarely be false. When the time of Qiyamah draws near, the dream of a believer will rarely be false. The dream of a believer is a 46th part of prophethood. Is 146th of prophethood. We explained yesterday a little bit, we'll go into more explanation. Another narration states that the most truthful of you in respect of your dreams is the most truthful of you in your speech. So a person, as we explained, that in his awakeful state, a person is truthful, then also his dreams also will have such a state that his dreams also will be truthful. So here the hadith is saying that 146th of nubuwat. Yesterday we explained that nubuwat, actually this word nubuwa comes from the word nabaha. And in Arabic the word naba'a or the hamza means to inform. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam to inform the people of what is right, what is wrong, what will save them from Jahannam and what will get them into Jannat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used different mediums. One we explained is via an angel, Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Nabi's, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and he gave them wahi. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them directly, put it into their hearts, that at this point you do this, at this point you do that. So it was a direct, without any need for a medium in between. And sometimes it took the form of a dream, like Ibrahim alayhi salam, that he dreamt, one example is that he was slaughtering his son. And then it takes a form sometimes of a means where a person is inspired. Here this Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So here there's different means that are used. A dream, sometimes it's the angel, sometimes it is an inspiration that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam get. It's a feeling in the heart. So Allah Ta'ala uses different means. So here the hadith is telling us that there's nothing now that's remaining. History's hadith, nothing remaining of Nubuwwat except Mubashirat, except the glad tidings via dreams. And today's hadith is that a dream is 146th part of prophethood. 146th part of prophethood is a dream. So 146th way of getting messages to us is via dreams. So that part is still open. It doesn't mean that prophethood is still open, but via getting messages, information of what is going to happen, that part is still open. And as we explained, that this is not a shari'i hujjat now. This is not a hujjat like how nubuwat, when the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came, what they came out, that is a hujjat, a proof in shari'at. Here there is not proof in shari'at at all. There's one interesting incident, as Mufti Ahmad Khanpuri, Damur Barakatuh, mentioned in his kitab under the section. He says that there's an incident that is mentioned of Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, that on occasion he was engaged in his ibadat, and then he seen a cloud forming. And in that cloud, he seen a light. And from within the light, he heard a voice saying that, "Oh Abdul Qadir, now you are absolved of following the ahkam of Shariat." In other words, you don't need to follow Shariat any longer. There's no need for you to be bound by the Shariat. Because of your high stages and your high status, there's no need for you to follow Shariat. So he thought to himself, these pious people, great people, not like us, we will get carried away if something we see like this cloud and light and sound. So he thought to himself that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't absolved of the Shariat. Sahaba were not absolved of following the Shariat. Where am I going to be absolved of the Shariat? So immediately he called out to that voice. He said, "E mardood hajjao." That, "Oh, the despised one, the rejected one," referring to Shaitan, "that move away from here." In other words, don't come and deceive me. So many times people are deceived via dreams. And in their dreams they are told or they see certain things and they feel, "Now I reached my maqam. There's no need for me to make tawbah. I can carry on the life I am. I can carry on the gunas, everything. I'm getting basharat." So this is one way also for shaitan to come and give a person or to tell a person to stay away from tawbah, to get him to feel as though he has reached his stages. So remember, these dreams are no hujjat, therefore it has to be interpreted properly. Pious person having a dream, as we explained, is a good sign, is a basharat. Or sometimes a person has a dream who is not even a pious person, but is a means of encouragement for him now to get closer to Allah. But it should never be that a dream is taking a person further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he said this, Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi said this, suddenly a darkness overcame. And then after a while, he heard another voice coming. And that voice is saying that, "Oh Abdul Qadir, today your knowledge has saved you. Many people have been caught by me, have been deceived by me, but today your knowledge has saved you." So he thought for a moment and he said, "Hey Mardood, that my knowledge hasn't saved me, the fazal of Allah Ta'ala has saved me." In other words, this knowledge of mine is not something that will save me, it's only Allah that saved me. It doesn't mean how intelligent you are, your ilm will save you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save you. Ulama write under this, is that second claim was even more dangerous than the first claim. That when a man believes that my knowledge is going to take me, my knowledge is the one that's going to make things happen for me, that is much more dangerous than even believing that you don't have to follow the Sharia. Why? Because that's when pride comes in the heart. And when pride comes in the heart, then there is no hope. So anyway, the thing is, we always have to remember that whatever we do, it's through the fazal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we explain that when it comes to dreams also, there's one more thing, is that you get bad dreams, you get evil dreams, these are shaitani dreams, where a person has a nightmare, he sees bad things. So therefore we are taught that when a person has a nightmare, then what he needs to do, he needs to wake up, he needs to say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, seek protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and spit to the left 3 times, try and change his position and sleep. Not that the person feels now that this is going to definitely happen. And some people, it happens like that, they go into a paranoid stage. For us, there isn't anything like it going to paranoia. Is we seek protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then what we do is we turn our attention towards Allah, change our position, and we continue. There's one more form of dreams that ulama explain, and this is like a replay of what is going through a person's mind the whole day. Sometimes they give an example, a person wants to marry a certain girl. So now, that girl's mind is playing in his mind the whole day. So at night he says, "I'm making istikhara and I'm going to sleep." And he makes istikhara and he goes and sleeps and he sees that same girl in his mind. So that is just a replay of what he has been thinking of the whole day. So sometimes it is just a replay. It doesn't necessarily mean that dream has a meaning. So therefore you'll get dreams that will fall in these 3 categories. One is a dream that is a very good dream from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inspiration. One is a shaitani dream, like we say, a nightmare, etc. And one is just a replay of what the person has been thinking the whole day. So therefore a person must be careful. Therefore one other thing we are told is that with regards to nightmares and bad dreams, and all, try not to relate it or narrate it to anybody. We seek protection in Allah Ta'ala and we continue with our life. So it doesn't play and it doesn't trouble any person's mind. And when it comes to good dreams, and people that know about it, we can ask them for interpretation. Hazrat Ji Mulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali, he never encouraged too much of delving into dreams. Because when a person delves too much into dreams, then this becomes the focus of his life. So often when people will come, "I had this dream, I had that dream," you know, and say, "Mashallah," but don't pay any attention to it. Because this is not something that you must give too much of attention. Now and again you get an interpretation, there is no harm. But too much of attention mustn't be given to dreams. What we should be giving attention to is what we need to do in our wakeful state, how we must follow Sharia, what we need to do, what we need to stay. These are the things we need to focus on. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.